Greetings, ladies and gentlemen.
Kini, greetings. Are we? This is not
today, we are gathered here today to talk about a major topic among our generation.
Oh, really?
Yes, love.
Can't lie. First of all, a lot of guys that this generation don't know what love is.
See, I think most times they're just misspelling lust. They mistakenly just put O and V and
E. Sivon, can't be bothered with the one's guy and that guy. She loves him. In 4 hours.
Only 4 hours, bro.
4 hours.
Sivon, like, wait, Sivon. So as soon as we started this year, you just formed accents magically.
Relax, man. I didn't form any accents.
What do you 4 hours,
it's,
bro?
It's the cough. It's the cough. Allow it.
Spelling me. 4 hours, bro.
I hate you. I'm the Freddy guy. I hate you. I just said, the episode just started. Maybe it's the middle. I'll now catch
Sivon, you. No girls for you here. What's up?
Leave it. Let's just frame.
No whining anybody.
But like, guys really don't understand what love is. Because like, guys just be yearning, oh, I love you, in such a short period of time. And I don't think...
I think, you know, like now, all of us, like, you know, before, we used to meet through SC. Or yeah. Shout through IG, some shout.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of those guys, like, they'll find someone attractive, both guys and girls.
Yeah.
But then they can't mix up with that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, quarantine, all those things. Like, they can't mix up with that person.
You'll not be mistaken for lost.
Yes, but because they want that person so much, and especially when they're like, it's mostly, you guys just talk about mostly sexual stuff. Yeah, it's not love. You guys just lost for it. And that's also when some guys finally do stuff with some girls. They
you
stop just, talking to the
you
girls
just
the same
want
way.
That to, you just want that to suck your dick.
Let me guys so direct.
That's all you want her to do. Just want her to do. That's all. It's not that deep.
See, even but girls are even guilty of you too.
They are. Yeah.
No, girls are more guilty, in my opinion. Girls are
I genuinely believe that it's harder to believe a girl loves you than a boy.
See, some girls use upsetting words that I can't even take you seriously anymore.
Yes. You are very right, Bram.
Like, if a girl calls me my love and they expect me to dip it, I won't dip it.
Girls have tarnished. A girl calling me babe, I don't dip it anymore. I don't. A girl can call 20 different guys, baby. How are you doing, baby? What's up, babe?
Why are you just saying it like that?
She calls 20 different guys on her snap, that same thing. So, all of that, my love, babe, babes, baby.
Babes is all right now. Babes is
very, very silly.
Woman. It doesn't have to be your
person. I call everybody babes. That was not.
Yeah, because you're pulling me man of the girls. That's what you do.
Babes
is just. You okay. Refer to anyone as babes, in my opinion. It's not.
Devon, I'll lick that TikTok you have me, dude. I'm just.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Sure, what's up? Wait. Okay. You know that sometimes a girl will tell you, I love you. And but you know she doesn't. You know it's too soon.
It's too soon. That's how I don't know if I should be saying this, but fuck it. I was making out with this girl. And then now, she's not going to listen to this. I don't think so.
Yeah, she will listen. Yeah, see.
And then she went.
If she listens to your business.
Oh my days, you're so sexy. I love you. And then I didn't know what to say. I was not like, yeah, you're pretty as well. And she now went, huh? What did you say? And I was like, never mind, let's keep going, or something like that. It was one of the most awkward 10 seconds of my life.
Now, see, I think this love thing, I think guys get done with this, you. Because having female friends, the way they tell you that maybe one of these guys will say, oh, I love you, the way they will reply to them,
From what all of us have been saying, I think guys take that love P more seriously than females. That's why I genuinely believe.
I think girls even like saying, I don't really believe when a guy sees it. Because I feel like some people, like, you know, when you really feel strongly about someone.
Yes.
It's not a love yet, too, but you know, you can't really be saying, oh, I like you, or I really like you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that feels kind of childish in a way.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Some people want something more. Some people want a word that can describe how they feel when it's past liking. And but because like, there's no word in between love and like, they just skip to the next
there
thing,
is,
I love you.
But there is.
Which
you
word?
Don't, you don't have to necessarily add the I. Just say love you.
Nah.
Guys, no, love you. Love is something you say to anyone. Brad, I like you want to prove like
I love you and love you. There's a difference. Huge difference.
100%. But the thing is, love you is something you say to your friend. You can say to multiple friends.
Not really. Your family. Not really.
Yes.
After I feel like there are stages to it. I think is I like you, then love you, then I love you.
Love you.
What is love you and I love you? Oh, I think there's a difference between it, but there's no love you before. You can't be saying love you before you say I love you to someone.
Bro, I say love you until I'm ready to say I love you.
That's you say love you because you're scared to say I love you.
No, you say it until you have Sha for me, Sha. I don't know about you guys. For me. Okay. I say it until I'm ready.
Everybody knows Pelumi is the exception to most things.
Exactly.
Yes. Let's talk about for general people. Between Sivan, lesbian, between like and I love and I love
there's
you,
nothing.
There's nothing
you can see.
Jesus. There's nothing in between. So how would you I don't think I can really say, oh, I really like. It sounds like sometimes it sounds so childish. And that also, I really care about you. It just sounds like deception.
Okay, I understand what Pelumi is saying.
Thank you.
I feel like if someone like someone you're trying to get with, I feel like love you is something you say to a casual friend. You can say it casually. Like, oh, I'll see you later. Like, love you. Like it's a casual thing.
Girls say
love you casually. A lot of girls say love you casually.
Why are you saying love you to a friend, bro? Unless it's a very, 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 very close friend.
That I'm saying a lot of girls say love you casually.
That's what I'm saying. Girls use the word love as play.
Okay. I feel like I feel like you can use the acronym if you don't want to really say I love you.
Guys
also use the acronym when they don't. Okay, first. Fair enough.
You can use the acronym.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that, but it's that lovely thing. It's like a casual goodbye to me, Sha. For the way some girls use this, my opinion. But you guys, let's be honest. How many times? Let's say between now and when we left GSL.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times has a girl told you that they loved you? Let's say, if it's in this span of 12 months, how many different girls have told you that they love you? I love you.
I'd say
the number. But if it's more than 5, say it's more than 5. Or if it's less than 10, between 5 and 10, just give an estimate.
Oh, no, man is less than 5. Man is less than 5.
You guys have to give me a moment to think.
Look at this, bro.
I love you.
Are you even having that much people tell you that they love you? That's scary. Okay, 3 is not bad.
Ah, wait, I'm still counting.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Three.
Well, I think mine is like 7.
7.
Oh, is it 7, 8, maybe? Listen, we name check my
Brian, please. I'm begging you, let's do it like this. The girls that told you I love you when you were in a serious relationship, please. If that's the case, only one. Let's do it like that.
Tell me, I'm not getting my point.
Are you talking about someone that doesn't say I love you? If that's the case, me, like
no,
like,
someone that no, not like calm down. Someone that you know, they meant it in a way like, oh, I like you were talking to them for like in that kind of way. Maybe it was just a thing, but they brought out that word already. I love you.
So, Frank, 7 girls have told you that you are Ashel. You are a canon.
That's embarrassing.
You are a canon. You belong to the deep streets of Uchiwelepa. That's where you belong.
Wait, between now and last year.
Brian.
It's eight
females. So you're telling me you've been with 8 females that have told you I love you?
I've not been with them. That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't have to be with them. He doesn't have to be with them.
I've not been with them.
You're telling me you've persuaded 8 girls into saying that they love you. You've deceived them. Wow.
I did not. Oh, you guys are turning this on me now. Don't start. Can you let me get my
Well, points? I mean,
I'm just to tell you.
Brand is an Ashew, so he can't lie. It doesn't really surprise me.
I'm not an Ashew.
Look at the guys, December, January, and February load. Tells
no.
Load.
I said,
like, I was talking about in general because me, I'm just talking about a particular time span, like December to now.
Oh, December to now. No, I was talking about like since when we left GSL to now.
Oh, since last
year.
Since last year, June. like five. Yeah, like five. It has kissed like five.
It's not even that, like, less than mine. Like, that's kind of calm down.
Like, five.
Yeah, tell me. Now, I'm not saying that. My point is, girls, a lot of people see that word. Okay, how many of these girls did you think that actually meant it?
That's what all of said. Them.
All of them. Like, they actually, like, I love you. Like, they loved you.
All of them.
Like, they met, like, you believe that they were really in love with you.
All of them.
And I'm the Ashewo. You and Sivon.
Wait, you don't believe the ones told you, the ones that
no,
told
I said
you.
That. How many girls out of those 5 years I said that I love you to Pelimi, like, between our last year?
And I believe generally, because all the ones that told me that you've talked for a very, very long time. It's not as if it's like 7 months and above. Months and above.
See, so me, after that, eight. Wow. I believe three. Actually, four. Yes, four.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you believe the rest?
Because it was in a short time. One was 1 week. One was actually 1 week. Like, man. I just told me that short. And me, I didn't really, like, when someone says it to me, I don't want to make them feel somehow. Like,
oh, God. So you just have to. That's what I had to say in that time.
Yeah. So that's another one was, we were just like, when we don't even talk consistently like that, but I believe she was just really attracted to me. Then, the rest, I don't really think they really meant it. I just thought that they were really attached to me or something like that. Actually, it's even three steps. It's never one. Then the other one is like, some people will say it, but the actions don't show that they
actually meant what they are doing. Yeah.
So that's why I don't believe some of them too. Like, because if you get what I'm trying to say, Sha. Yeah. Yeah. For me, personally, I believe three of them actually meant it. And you know what someone means. I feel like if it takes a longer time for someone to say it to you, a girl mm-hmm. to say it to you, I feel like they really do mean it.
Oh yeah, you guys, let's move to questions. This one's the question that I even have here, the type of question that we can talk about for a while. So the first one is like, how do you know when you love someone? I know. Is it, you know when guys say that, oh, you get scared around them, like you are not as confident around them. I don't feel that's correct.
If you
get shy around somebody, you don't love that person.
See, guy, I feel like that stages to when you love. Like, there's that.
Two.
Okay, let me finish up.
When for me, Sha, I feel like if you love somebody, you should feel like. Confident around them. You should feel comfortable around them. Yeah. You should feel comfortable enough for you to say what you need to say.
Like, you can understand both sides.
It's not about comfortable. It's about, Pelumi, have you seen someone or you thought you saw someone and your heart skipped a beat?
That's not being shy, bro. That's not what I'm saying.
It happens to everybody. I feel like if you really like someone, you can be, they can make you shy. They can make you feel like, it's not about, Sivon, you know what I'm trying to see.
Yeah.
Different people are different ways. Some people might be very confident.
I get what you're trying to say. Yeah,
exactly. I'm just
trying to say that comfortability helps somebody. It helps for me. Like, I'm genuinely not that confident of a person yet. But when I get comfortable around you, like, I become very, like, active.
Open.
Okay, tell me. What about those people that they met through SC before, and they've been talking for a long time? Then in that in person.
Most of us meet our peers.
That's what I'm trying to say. But I'm saying, like, if you've been seeing them before, you met them, try talking to them on SC, you might not be that shy around them. But if it's someone you've been talking to, you got feeling for them before you met them. That first couple of times where you meet them,
I'm talking through multiple meetings now. You are talking about first time, second time. I'm not even talking about that. I don't think you can love somebody after the first or second time, bro. You have to make them like eight, nine times.
No. He said you've been talking to them for time.
For time,
finally meet them.
That's what I'm saying. That's the first meet. Of course, you can be
I'm
shy.
I'm saying the first couple meet. Of meets. You must still be like, some people like someone so much that they don't want to, like, they want to seem perfect in that person's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how some people are. And that's why they act shy. Like, that's how they are. I feel like different people react different ways to things like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, some people cannot take eye contact from people that they like. Once some other people just really love it. So it really depends, Sha.
I get what you mean.
You should be a little bit more. The thing is that some people can be more comfortable when they're talking to the person they love on the phone, like through the phone. But then in person, they can be so shy. Like through sex, they can be like so confident and be comfortable with them. But then in person, they can be really shy. And I feel like that's not a bad thing too.
No, no, chill. I'm not saying that being shy around the person you love is a bad thing. You know? I just genuinely feel as if, like, Simon, you get what I'm trying to say? You should, if you're comfortable around somebody, I feel as if you being shy is just you getting, like, all of those lovey-dovey things out of your mouth. I feel like that's where you can be shy at. But, like, seeing different, like, talking, having normal conversation, you should be comfortable enough to have a normal conversation with them. But, like, saying, oh, those I love you, oh, babe, things, I get why people can be shy and things like that. Of course, me, I don't like seeing things like that. Okay. I'm very lean back when it comes to things like that. But one thing I'm trying to say is that when you've gotten to know somebody like 5, 6, 7 meets, I think you should be confident enough to hold a conversation with. That's what me, I shall feel. I don't think you should be shy anymore.
I agree with you. Do you know another reason how it feel like that? You, like, how to know you love someone when your relationship with them is not really sexual, like when you can go, like when you can talk to them for so long without ever making it sexual, or even if you meet in person.
Definitely.
But when you meet in person, the first thing on your mind, it might be like, you might want to do this, but like, it's not a must.
It's not a must.
You can sit down with them and have a conversation for an hour without making it sexual. I feel like that's when that's when you can know that it's more than just attraction with someone.
Another thing is that you can go, like, people don't get this. If you can go days without talking to somebody and then you guys start talking again, and like, it's as if nothing ever happened, I feel like there's love there, because some people can like stop talking for a very long time, and then when they start talking again, like, they fuck off to talk about. But like, I feel like if you can stop talking to somebody for like a week and they start talking to them again, and like, it's like nothing ever happened, I feel, I feel like you can definitely see that there's a lot inside there if you guys get.
No, I feel like that's when you have chemistry with someone that you don't have to talk all the time. But when you talk,
chemistry. Yeah.
But telling me, if you love someone, do you think
you want to talk to them? That's more of a friendship.
But if you love someone, you can. Why would you go days without talking to them? Unless really important.
Yeah.
Why would you go days without? I feel like I would question it.
Do you guys
go days without talking to me, and then you now come back like nothing happened? I feel like it's even worse.
True. Do you guys feel as if it's healthy talking every day?
It depends on how much you talk.
It's not healthy at all.
Wait, let me calm down. If you're a couple that talks every couple of days, but then you would know when someone like doesn't talk to you and is unusual. Do you guess? So that's what I'm saying. But if a couple that talks every day, going days would be unusual for them. A couple that talks every other day, maybe going a week, would not be unusual for them.
But I'm saying that
when your partner like doesn't talk to you for an unusual amount of time, not like they normally do, don't you think it's somehow?
Of course, that's what I feel like, because they're not used to it.
Going not seeing someone for a while and come back and talking like nothing. I feel like that's just you have chemistry with the person. That's the friendship. But I feel like that's basically ghosting someone. And I feel like if you act like nothing happened, it's even going to be kind of somehow.
But what me I'm just trying to say is that I just don't feel as if that talking every day is healthy in maintaining
a long relationship with that person. I disagree, but I think it depends. Everybody has how that relationship works. I'm not saying the combat's been interesting every day. But for me, when I'm someone, I talk to them every day and the convo is never really dead, like it flows. I feel like if you are really committed to talking every day and you don't force, you can work. But it depends.
Yeah, same question I asked the same time you said this. Are you with any of those people right now?
But that's not why I'm not with them.
That's not what I'm trying to say. It doesn't matter how it ended. I'm just trying to say, you said it doesn't matter. So I'm trying to tell you, are you with any of those people right now?
No, but I still talk to them every day.
Not talking every day
was not a reason why I'm not with them. It's about my choice.
Yeah.
The last person I'm not with is about my choice. But I still talk to that person every day as if we can be together. So I don't think it's a problem. I have people that I talk to every day consistently, and I don't find it difficult to hold it. So that's why I said it depends on the person and your relationship. So when was your own opinion? How do you know when you're in love with someone?
You just know now. For example, let me bring in. Okay, for example, this is a dumb example, but you understand. When you're kissing somebody, you can kiss a girl and then it's just for kissing sake. You get it's just
yes, mm-hmm. Right.
But then when you kiss the one, when you kiss that girl,
there's
just these sparks. It just feels like you have to be what you get, and that's the mistake I made.
Ooh.
But we move on.
So basically, you're basically saying that guys should go kiss as many girls as possible.
Yeah.
Until they find that girl, that's when
until we find that one that makes you feel like you're on top of the moon.
Okay, at the end, guys, like Sivan is saying, kiss as many girls as possible.
Kiss as many, bro.
That's why you can have cough. You have cough like him.
Shut up.
But yeah, you guys. Oh yeah, deep question. Do you think once you've lost somebody, you always love them, or do you think love can fade away?
That's love now. That's love.
That's love. No. Wait, Sivan, can I go first?
Yeah. Speak.
I feel like there's a difference between losing love for someone and losing your attachment to that person. I feel like someone can do something to you where you don't want to talk to them again, or you don't want them in your life again. But it doesn't mean you don't love them. It just means what they did made you lose your attachments to them.
Mm.
Or you have more, or like, you just, your pride won't let you talk to them. You feel like what they've done is completely wrong. I don't feel like you ever stop loving someone. I feel like maybe it can just change. You'll be like, maybe it goes from an intimate kind of love to more of like, I love you, but more as a friend now. But even guys, we never really, if we truly, that's why I know you love someone. After I stop talking to that person, if you still have feelings, guys, we don't lose feelings for people we talk to be honest.
Some of them.
If you really like them, Sha.
Wait, someone wants to go next.
Yeah, like if in quotes you've ever stopped loving someone, then you never loved them in the first place. That's the definition of love. That's not the definition of love, but you get what I mean. You just can't stop loving someone, and that's the unfortunate part of it.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, I'm going to talk about you also liking somebody too. When you like somebody and like there's this thing that happens when you guys now break up and then you now start saying, oh, this person was never, I never found this person fine, this and that, this person is ugly. I also genuinely feel as if you see all of that, I also don't feel you never ever liked that person. I just feel as if you were just lost and it was just a sexual sexual tension between both of you. Now moving towards love. When you love somebody, you can never stop loving them. Like if that person calls your phone and says, oh, I need this and this and that, you always be there for them, even though they've done something bad to you. Yeah. So that's why I just genuinely feel like love is, if you've lost somebody, you always still be attached to them. And even that sexual tension between both of you feel it as much.
Man, telling me there's nothing like arguing with someone than just going to sexual matters.
What? I'm sorry, but Brand is an Ashewu.
I'm not an Ashewu. I'm telling you.
Because you're talking about love.
The guy just flew to sexual.
What? No, you said arguing now. Like, okay. Telling me. Remember that day where I was in the hall?
Moving on.
Sir, all I know is arguing is a turn on for me.
Oh, God of mercy.
I'm telling you, gives after arguing is the best. It just makes sense. Haven't you?
Brian, it's very sexy. I understand what you're saying. You know, you put more arguing inside. You do. Don't worry.
Jeez, guys. Like,
don't worry. I get. Do you guys believe in love at first sight?
Yes, bro. Yes.
No, I do not.
Guy. See. I feel like that's not true love, but there is love at first sight.
It's not sexual attraction. It's not love. To love somebody, you need to know their personality.
Pelumi, calm down. Isn't that why we said it's not true love?
Exactly.
But it is a type, like, you love how they look. You can love how someone looks now.
Exactly. That, it's not the one way. It's not the one where you just see Yash and you just be staring like, wow. That one. is guy, like you see somebody and you just can't stop looking at them.
How like God you see them at an event, you keep looking for them.
So you guys think it's true?
I think you. There's love at first sight. I believe in it.
So the reason why I feel as if it's not true is that for you to love somebody, you need different components to make love. And just having one component to make love isn't love.
That's why we said love. It's not true love, but it's a type. Exactly, we're not saying that's love, but you can love how someone looks.
You can't say it's a type of love. Just say what it is on its own. It's sexual attraction.
All of us don't know the type of love.
Sexual attraction, bro.
Someone saying somebody is fine, somebody has a fat
part. Telling me, sexual attraction is you guys have a star. Sexual attraction is you guys want to do stuff, but you've never spoken to this. You just love how they look. Like you can't stop. It's not like you're thinking about doing stuff with them. See what you got? I'm trying to say.
Yes, you can. Yeah. From looking at somebody, you can think of doing something with them.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's sexual attraction.
That is what I just said.
Yeah, but he said that this one is different.
Okay.
It's not like you're thinking about doing stuff with them. Like that's what I'm trying to say,
Brian. You're talking about this a little bit too much. Have you ever experienced love at first sight?
Love at first sight. Gosh. Love at first sight.
Better start taking river to the girl that's now. Mm.
But the thing is, I met most of people after I started talking to them already. So was it really love at first sight?
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think so. I think I was already attached to them when I met them. So there's a difference. Unless I met them and I started talking to them. Yeah. But there was this one girl.
Oh, God. Okay.
There was this Portuguese girl when I was 8 years old.
Portuguese? I beg, tell me next.
No,
Portuguese.
I'm telling you.
Please, this brand is not serious at all. Yeah,
Let me narrate my fairy tale.
8-year-old Portuguese.
This was in America.
Okay.
It was a normal day. We went to the we're just shopping, you know, walking around the mall. Okay. My mom went to go and buy some stuff. So now let me go to the playground. Just as I entered there, I just saw that girl.
Wow. Wonderful story.
I could tell she was going to be my play date.
Oh wow. Okay. Can I tell you about my own love story too?
Calm down? Don't think that brother was cock blocking before any of the word meant. I'll never forget her.
I went to Ferrari World. And then there was this white girl, you know. You know how when you're on the roller coaster, you know, there are like three there are like three people can fit into the coaster. Get
Ferrari World. He was not thinking about riding Ferrari.
Calm down. There was that one. There was not a babe that was beside me. She was white. You know, I suppose all races, you know. The babe now looked at me. She now said, Hi. What's your name? I said, my name is Quelibi. She now told me her name. I don't know. I don't remember her name, but
of course you don't, silly guy.
Then she held my hand while we were riding the roller coaster.
And you fell in love.
Pelmi, do you know that you were basically sexually assaulted?
I don't believe love at first sight though, but
Pelmi, do you know you were sexually assaulted? Do you know?
Yeah, I've been sexually assaulted.
Did you give her permission to hold your hand? Now
that willingly hold my hand. Let her take my fear away.
Pelmi, do you know that the rules were reversed and it was you that held her hand without asking her?
Feminists are listening.
I'm a feminist, guy.
I'm a feminist for the right girl. Moving on. What makes you fall out of love? So you guys, the next question is, how long do you think it takes before you know you love someone? I don't think it's a time frame.
There's no time.
I just think when it happens, it happens.
No, so you're saying that I've talked to someone for 1 week, I love with them.
We're talking realistic. It's not your Snapchat rubbish.
It's not about Snapchat. Just when you meet someone in person, you can't talk to them for a couple of days. It's this in general. It's not just about meeting someone through SU or IMSU. It doesn't really matter. I feel like before that he loves when he talks to them for at least I think a month is bare minimum or 2 months. You can't really just
I don't know, sir. I don't think I'm really putting time frame on this.
Wait, when, is it when you know how long? So
he said, how long do you think it takes before you know you love someone?
I think you can love someone before then, but I think for you to really know, like when you, for you to know it's love, it will take some time. Like
I don't think there should be time, particular time from when it's for you.
I think you take your time before you see it, child. Because if you see it fast, I think you
don't embarrass yourself.
I don't think I can even say it first. I have to wait for the recipients to say it first.
You have to wait for the girls. I won't lie. There's some times where the girl will be hesitant to see it, so I'll not see it first so that she can see it.
Okay. Good luck to you. when you end up on screenshots around Lagos, you know what's up.
Am I trying to move them? What's wrong?
Moving on. Do you believe love changes you? Definitely. Yes. Makes you a better person.
No.
It cannot make you a bad person.
Love, yeah, it takes out of your time.
Love can make you do shit things. You can just change the persona to please the person. If the person you love tells you to rob a bank, you can look into it.
If they tell you to back for them.
Yes, it's just out of love you do certain things.
Oh, wait, you said yes, okay.
That's actually loved. Because if they say, oh, kill your mom or something like that, because I love you, Abby, you love me, would you now do it?
No, it depends on some factors. Like, are we talking like Kim Kardashian loves me now? Okay, you see, maybe not my mom, but if you're talking my dad now, we can negotiate. we can negotiate it now.
Kat is fool.
I feel like this ties into when you feel like you're not ready for it. When you see, like, you're working on yourself. I feel like if you love someone or you're in a, like, you're in love with someone, I feel like both of you will help each other. Like, that's how it's meant to be.
Yeah, it's meant to be.
Both of you will help. Like, you lose some of those toxic traits you had before. But you wouldn't do that to them anymore. Like, I feel like if the person you love tells you, stop doing this or I'm going to leave you, you will try your best to stop. Maybe you will not stop it completely. Tell me, so you still do some of those toxic traits to that girl that used to be before. Think about it.
And people are very different. I feel like love can bring that a lot of toxic traits in people.
Yes, it does. I won't lie. When someone I love does something to me, I become the pettiest I've ever been. I'm like, what?
When someone what did you say?
When someone like I love, I really care about, does something to me, it can be so small, but I become so petty about. I'm like, what?
Definitely.
Like, I become so petty about it, but I try not to.
Brant, hold that thought. That is the next question. What things can love do to you? Like, what, like, factors does it do to you? Like, what figures does it bring out to you that you don't like?
Can't lie, me, I've never been in love, so
it makes me I get jealous so fucking easily, bro. Ah, god, it's very annoying when you see the person that you are so in love, like, quote unquote, you're in love with a, like, even if it's not like, even though it's not like it's deep, yeah. Like, that person is just a friend. It's just one thing in your mind that's like, what if they're talking this way? And that's not overthinking.
No, the thing like is today, that you don't even trust. It's like you trust them, but you do trust them.
You're very, very
okay, yeah, I feel like love does make you overthink. It can make you very petty. It can make you over jealous too. It makes you more emotional. Like that, like, well, there's something that person does. Like, what I had this go one time. Being in love with someone is so unique because it's like you're so vulnerable with them because that person can hurt you at any time, whatever.
Not really. There are some people that still aren't vulnerable when they're in love.
Then I don't know how your relationship is going to go, Shah, but I feel like for you to have a true connection with someone, you need to be vulnerable to a point.
Because I was watching this the ultimate on Mario Move On. Like, they say they love each other, but like, they find it very, like, one of the couple had forgotten their names.
I know, Ray was Ray and Z. Ray was Ray that found it.
Like,
but we have a question. The same question you asked me, are they together? Didn't he leave her?
Yes, they were literally together, bro.
But were they together at the end of the show?
Oh, goodness.
Z left this babe because.
No, Ray, Ray left her. Ray left him.
But Shadi ended, but Z did not want to be in it either, too, again. Shadi, they basically ended because
Z was the one that was fighting for it. Zay was still fighting for the babe to
He wanted the babe to be more vulnerable and open up. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And she couldn't. And that's why the relationship ended. You need to be vulnerable with someone you love. It's like, how would you... You can't just... You can't be fighting your battles by yourself. You need to let them in.
Sure.
Next so question. What do you think? So what do you think? Even if it's not...
Bro, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't watch that shit.
I mean, like, if you care about someone, don't you think that you need to be vulnerable with them to a point?
100%.
Like, if it's not vulnerable, like, you can't fight your battles. But see, this is why I feel like sometimes you don't... Like, if you just push people away when you're going through your problems, I think sometimes you might be deceiving yourself a bit.
Yeah, fight your battles now.
Yeah, you can, there's some things you need to work on by yourself. But then if that's your go-to, when you just feel somehow, oh, I'm not going to talk to anyone. I feel like, I feel like you need to let people in sometimes, Sha. That's what I think.
Yeah, they need to come and suck my crack.
See why you wouldn't find love.
What do you mean? Suppose love language
stay your place.
It's good touch now.
No, my own is definitely physical touch, sure. Yeah,
oh, I know my man is words of affirmation, quality time, and acts of service. Then physical touch is the fourth one. I don't really need that, but I like it.
Me, I need it though.
Wait, words of affirmation. What do you want the girl to be telling you?
Like, words of affirmation is basically like reassurance.
I know, but like, why do you need that?
Because sometimes I need you to tell me how much I
need. I need reassurance because me, I overthink a lot.
Insecure.
So.
Because look, the difference is if you don't reassure your partner, other people are going to be reassured. Other people are going to be telling them words of affirmation, like a girl now. A girl gets words of affirmation a lot, even from people that she doesn't want it from.
Yeah.
So you can, like, if you're not doing it to her, she's going to be getting it from somewhere else. I feel like you need to be telling your partner, oh, I really care about you. Like, not all the time. It doesn't have to be all lovey-dovey all the time. But find your own way and to let them know, Sha.
Next question.
Wait, you. Another thing about that love language. I feel like everybody, you should know your love language is... Like, how do you want someone you love to show you that they love you if you don't know how you want to be loved or how you like to be loved?
I feel as if you should find it out to your partner because I think love language, if you're in a relationship, you guys should have this same type of love language. Let me explain my point.
Yeah, explain.
For a relationship to work, is like me saying that I have different love languages, but you guys should be what I'm trying to say that you guys should be able to meet at a point for both of your love languages to work in the same way that both of you will be comfortable in what you are doing. That's what I mean. Because in a relationship, both of you could have way different love languages, but this should be a path where you guys can say, oh, I like this, I also like this. So that's what I'm saying. There should be a point where you guys can meet at the middle. I'm like, oh, yes, this is what I like. This is what I like. And then you should be able to work for both of you. Because you can't just say that, oh, the babe, you're saying you want this and babe does not want that. You guys should be able to meet at one point now. Yes or no?
Tell me, yes, that's what you're saying. You're saying compromise.
So, yeah.
I'm saying that. I get what you mean, Sha. Like someone that's that love language, like that first long language is physical touch. They can't do long distance with someone. They need someone that they can be seen every day,
or else,
and then someone that's not all lovey dovey. They can't be with someone that like that love language is words of affirmation. Like, oh, they have to compromise. They have to try and step out of that comfort zone. So I do agree with Elimi that even if you have different love languages, if you can't meet at a certain point with some of them, compromise, you cannot be together. Because I feel like you need to know certain partner. I like reassurance. I like it when you tell me things. I like it when you help me do things. And if they don't try to like do those things more often, I feel like it gets to a point where you just say, fuck it. I feel like everybody needs to do that marry or move on period, someone that's taking time.
Stop listening to that.
What did you say?
So was you that was listening to that?
Well, he listened to what?
Okay. Shout out next question. What did you hear? Next question, we're talking about this thing too much.
Yeah, I'm zoning out.
Do you think the way your family loves has affected the way you love? I'll start this one. So there's this certain way that I've been told here. So if, for example, for the workers in my house, so like when I was a child, I'm so used to seeing the way my mom treats the staff, this and that, treats treats mm-hmm. everybody around her. So, like, of course, that's the way me I love everybody. Like, I feel like the way you look at your parents, the way your parents do certain things is way later on in life. You do certain things because they're the ones you've seen most of your life. So, certain things that they've done, you try and replicate it in certain
ways. Replicate it.
Replicate it. Just free my English, I beg. You know, you try to replicate it in certain instances. So I feel like, yes, the way your family loves is the, it affects what and how you love in different ways.
Can I go second?
Yeah.
I feel like there are lots of people that don't want to be married because of the examples that parents set for them. Because
of divorces, yeah.
I am one of them. My siblings are one of them. We spoke about this. There are a lot of people that see their parents, like how they fight, cheating, things like that, and they don't want to be married, or they can't be committed because of how they've seen marriage in their eyes.
It
and
affects, I am one of them. Yeah.
I have certain commitment issues because of what I have seen from my parents. That's how I am. It's not like I want to be, but that's how even all my siblings have spoken about this. I've spoken about this. So I feel like your parents affect whether you can have a healthy relationship
or not. Most definitely.
Or
not.
Or sometimes you might even want to go above and beyond, and but I feel like if your parents don't say a good example of why a healthy relationship should go, those are people that end up having relationship problems, that they need to work on themselves a lot, or they end up being toxic. That's how.
Simon, talk. You not be talking so much. Talk.
I mean, what's my first relation with my own love life like? I understand what you guys are trying to say, but well, maybe because I mean, the love in my household is overwhelming. That's why, you know, I love the ladies very.
And the boys, don't forget the boys.
Man, yeah, that's all I have to say, man.
Next thing, what's one thing about love that scares you? Me, it's not that. Them leaving me, like, I think that's my own. If that's one thing about
what's your own,
like, they will leave me eventually. Like, that's
I don't think your answer is hitting is answering that question correctly. Oh, good. They didn't say what scares you about loving someone, they said what's about love. And I feel like you're talking about vulnerability, that you're so vulnerable with them that you get scared that they leave you. Because you can't say living is part of love, is not.
Yeah, it is. But it is. It's when you love somebody, once you guys get together.
When you love someone, you can't dip them, bro.
You can't dip them. So what
that's what I'm saying, that's vulnerability.
It's not really vulnerability. If you are vulnerable around somebody, you are pointing out your emotions to them. You're not necessarily leaving them.
If you pour your emotions to someone and you tell them they love you, won't you be scared that person leaves you?
Is part of reasons why they would leave you. That's not the main reason. That's not the main reason. But I'm just.
I feel like we're both right, but you don't get my own.
I'm not saying you're wrong. But like, it's one of the reasons. Yeah. But like, quote unquote, them leaving me. So I feel like that's one of that should be one of everybody's own. Because if you pour out your heart to somebody, and then next second you are seeing them with another person, bro. Ha, 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 God.
And
that's a different type of pain.
Yes, and that means the love is one-sided. You love the person, but they don't love you back.
Do you guys think that the girl needs to love the guy more than the guy?
No, I think it's the guy that needs to like the girl more. I genuinely believe it's the guy that needs to like the
for
girl
me, more. Sha. If you love me more, then
should I tell you why? Should I tell you why? Why I think that if a guy sees the girl likes him too much, he will feel as if he has accomplished what he needs to accomplish.
No, that's when you're talking about when that's true.
Yeah, you're talking about lust. We're talking about love.
What's wrong when you already love with the person?
I'm talking about accomplishment is meant to be a
calm.
It applies
when you like somebody. It applies when you love somebody. Yes, I made that joke. When you feel as if something becomes, you can love something, and when you just think, okay, this has become way too easy for me to put so much of my effort into. And I feel like that happens for most guys when they see that, and most girls complain about this thing, when the girl and the boy enter the relationship, girls complain that, oh, the boy does not show as much effort as to when they were still talking, still in the talking stage. So what I'm trying to say is that I feel as if a guy likes the girl more, the girl never has to worry about things like that. That's why I just feel as if it's way better for the guy to like
the girl. So the girl wouldn't worry, but the guy would not be worrying.
No! Have you ever seen a guy worrying that what's he called? About things like that. That's certain girl, chill. The common things that we see girls worrying about is the girl cheats. Like that's literally the only thing that girls worry about. That
girl, like, I worry about girls cheating more.
Yeah, I mean I don't.
Really? I depends on the girl you're loving now.
Can I go? What we are talking about is when they enter the relationship. They don't love each other at that point. When you see girls complain about this, when they enter a relationship with guys. Me, I'm talking about when you love someone, like you guys are in love. I feel like you guys should love each other enough that you can't even tell which one of you loves each other more.
Exactly.
I feel like if you can't tell,
be, oh, the guy loves more, something like that.
Yeah, I feel like if in your relationship, I feel like in your relationship, if someone else, one of your friends, can tell who loves each other more, I feel like there's a problem.
Yeah.
Like I feel like you can show love in different ways, but I feel like both of you should never be worrying whether you love him more than he loves you.
Brand,
that's the answer. That's the brand.
Let me finish. So another thing is, guys can cheat with that dick. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
guys, I'm not supporting it. But a guy can go out and do something, and doesn't mean he doesn't love the girl again. But I worry about girls because a girl doesn't have to do stuff with a guy to cheat. Not as a guy, but if girls can cheat in more sly ways, girls can cheat in ways that you don't even know. Like if a girl cheats on you, I feel like no. That's just, like a girl can be talking to a guy in a certain kind of way. And I feel like that's also cheating. You don't just have to do stuff with the person to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like those, like the things we've spoken about before, where girls be like accepting sensitive things from guys or something like that. If you're angry at your partner and you go out and you're looking for attention from one of your male friends, that is in a way kind of cheating on your partner. So I think every time you get angry at him, I guess you're going to be looking for attention from guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I kind of worry about it. Because if a girl does it, it's harder to know than when a guy is doing it. And thing is, when a girl is cheating, her friends will not cast her. That's one thing. But if a guy does it, his friends might not cast him. But if his friends, like if they're friends with the girl, they might as well cast him too. But if a girl's friends are like, another problem, like have you noticed that some girls, their friends don't tell them what they do wrong.
True.
Mm-hmm. I'll test if you guys were listening. Let me just finish up. Like. When something happens with a guy, their friends will be like, oh, don't worry, it wasn't even what the guy can do. But like, they'll be happy. They won't tell the girl what they did wrong. They will never tell the girl when it was their fault. And then the girl will not feel like, it's always the guy's fault. They don't have any problems. Then they'll keep going on into relationships with those problems and keep doing the same thing. I feel like some girls need to look at their friends and tell them and look whether they can tell them when they're wrong.
That rubbish group chat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
don't come for you, but like sometimes like, the advice you give is just not.
Pelimi and I can fight over lots of things, but I know if Pelimi thinks I'm wrong in a relationship or if I'm doing my partner dating, I know he will tell me. And if he does it all the time, even if I might not like, even if you may be wrong, he will start trying and let me know. If Pelimi is doing something, if all of us, we will tell each other. But some girls, some female friends, or even some male friends too, they won't tell their friend when they're the ones that are wrong in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's bad because there are a lot of people that think that they don't have problems. They don't have red flags.
Mm.
Like when you argue with them, they can never admit when they are wrong.
Mm.
So, yeah. You
know? Yeah. Okay. So going back to that point that you said that, if you can tell if one person loves more than this is a problem, I don't think that's totally right. And I don't think that's totally wrong. Because there are some people who are very laid back when it comes to love. So if somebody, because in a relationship, I've heard this so many times, in a relationship, there's always that one person that doesn't really express their love as much as the second person. In that type of relationship, we should not be able to differentiate and be like, if somebody from the outside perspective just comes and looks at it, we should not say that, oh, this person probably loves this person more than the person. Do you get what I'm trying to say now?
Yeah. Look at me. That's what I was saying.
Chill.
Okay, finish.
When in a man and man, like guy and female, you know, it's meant to be like that.
Why can't you just say man and woman? Tell me, why would you say female? These guys are both man and woman. You have to
males,
change so you can see female.
Come now, males and females, yeah?
Okay.
You know, most times the female is the one that will, you know, what's it called? Do this, plan the party, do that, do all of these special things. And then when is the male's turn? Maybe you just spend a bit of cash, you know, and buy.
Tell me, tread carefully here.
I know the guy would just probably spend cash and then buy her maybe a car, maybe a watch, maybe a house or something. But if it's a woman, she would plan a party, you know, or that different type of things. I'm trying to get somewhere. So if you now look at it in that instance, and somebody from the outside perspective comes in and looks, won't you not say that this person probably loves this person more than the other, whereas it's not like that from both of your relationships? That's what I'm saying, that is not, it's not totally wrong here, but do you still guess what I'm trying to say?
Tell me, I guess, but you didn't listen to me fully. I also said that if between both of you, not just from an outside, but if between, I said that people should love in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I said that between both of you yourself,
mm-hmm.
you are questioning, like you can tell, you are questioning if
definitely. Because I was just talking about when you said that if somebody can tell that,
that is not complete, but I'm also saying, like, if you should love in different ways, that's between both of you. But both of you, like, are relatively the same.
And then what was it? You said that, what was your next point? You talked about. What was your next point again? You talked about What was your next point again?
Which I talked about how some friends.
About the GC and all. So you're 100% right. Like, I don't know why, but like this is one thing I've always wanted to say. Guys are brutally honest with each other. Like, a guy doesn't really care how you feel, how you take it. A guy just wants the best for another guy. But if the female, that's how it comes to an Instagram post. A girl can look at their worst, and a girl will still come and say, you can walk all over me, yeah, babe. Pretty. You know, you're looking stunning today. You're so gorgeous.
I'm your plantain fry.
I'm my plantain fry. Like, you know, I'll eat you. And I'm like, because
eat what? Eat garbage.
I'm like, why? Why do you do? I'm like,
no, I just feel like our friends should never allow us. Allowed us to post that.
And then the scary part about it is about females is that they would go to a corner, one or two of them, like, who is this nonsense that this baby's pussy is? Like, so bad. Like, but if it's a guy would not even allow another guy to post nonsense.
But if that guy is your guy,
if that guy doesn't want the best for you, guy, post. You know what the babes are looking. But it's different for females. That person can be one of your closest friends, and until you post it, you look at his body.
This is why I fear nice girls.
Definitely.
Because I feel like they say some things just to be, and I don't want to. I want you to be honest. Tell me when I look shit.
I want you to
fit
up.
Because if you can tell me when I look shit, I will appreciate someone if you tell me I look nice. Yeah. Like, let me tell you, some nice girls that they'll compliment me. But sometimes I don't even know whether they're saying it because they're nice.
Yeah, when they're saying it, they're nice.
And then some of the nice girls, they tend to be the ones that are too friendly when a guy likes them, when they're in relationships. Oh. Like, if a guy likes you, I want you to shut him down. You don't
like that. Like, Brand, for example, that's how, you know, like 3 or 4 months ago, I slid up to one of her pictures. I was like, oh, you look nice. Because if you ask anybody, I rarely ever scroll up, swipe up to you and say that, oh, you look nice. And she was like, huh? Is it Pelimi that I swipe? Because, you know, generally that, like, I don't know if that's why you guys are too, but like me,
that's how
for
I am.
Me
that's
to swipe up and tell you you look nice, it must be something that stands out. Cause like a lot of females nowadays look the same, bro. They
wow.
See, let me not lie. I'm not, I'm not a supporter. See, I'm not lying. See, but I also agree with me. Sometimes some people always say I'm rude and stuff like that. But I might be bluntly honest with you. But I'm not saying it to insult you. But do you want me to lie to you and be giving you free compliments? Like, I feel like that's what a lot of people want. Like, I can be, I'll be honest with you, sometimes I come off as mean, but it's so that when I compliment you, like when I compliment somebody, like for real from you, like I want you to know I actually mean it. Not just I slide up on all of you, but I'm like, oh, you look so, like, I'm like, well, so what's special in the compliments that, then?
Bran, that's how a babe came to me. I was like, oh, should I post this? And I told her, no, don't post it. Like, I was being genuinely honest with her.
Yes, someone has come to me, I said no.
Came to me to suck off and, like, you look so nice. Because she now went to other friends and were like, oh, yeah, post it. And she now posted it. And then she came back to me and I was like, why did I say this was not nice? And, like, you came here for my honest opinion. Then what's the point of coming to come and ask me if you just wanted me to like
you? Also, I have a question for them. Yeah, asking girls... I feel like if a girl wants to post, she should also ask her male friends or your neutral. Because are you, like, let's be honest, you can say you're posting for yourself, but are you posting to grab a girl's attention or you want to see a guy's attention? Even forget, like, if a guy is, before we post something, we normally go to and ask our female friends or
your female friends if you look nice, yes.
So, but let me not lie, all of this, someone did better. Just that girl, and I just
see, Brand, let's not get
and then they did that four birthday picture thing.
Let's not get one of those clowns that they'll be looking at wasting their money just for them to decorate their face like bamboos. Please,
wow. See, there's some girls I've got to be for like, and I'll just tell them that no, it's not like they look bad. I just don't like the makeup on them. I'm just like, it just you look better without it.
What about those ones that they will now add Instagram picture to it? I'm like, you don't have any male friends that are telling you the truth.
Wow,
no, I'm not even being mean, but I feel like there's some posts that even if I'm your friend. Like, I'll be like, did your friends really tell you that this was a good post? Like, come on now. Like, you need to... I don't know what is that. So, I'll just check your friend. If you lose friends, don't vex too much.
Don't vex.
I'll be losing a lot of... Brand,
if you want to talk about losing friends, God. Losing friends is even better for you. It depends.
Don't there's some people that think when they lose a friend, it's always their fault. That ones that they switched up, they're doing bad or
but sometimes actually you check up
on the lot of guys that's actually that's what I'm saying. You need to check your that's what I said. If I ask my friends for their opinions on the situation and they tell me I'm in the right, I feel like it is up to you to come back and talk to me. Mm-hmm. But if I vex for your advice and then they tell me I'm wrong, I will come back to you. I'll put my pride aside. I will say, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't look at it from this way. But that's what you need to check. But if you know this time you were not at fault, if they don't come back to you, it might be painful for a bit, but I'm telling you, it will pass. After a couple of weeks, you wouldn't care anymore. I've lost most of my... I only talked to three people consistently now. I'm even happy about it.
You know,
people always saying like I'm always on, but it's just
I can tell you the three people I talk to consistently right now.
No, Sivan, you are thinking about I'm talking about three people I talk to every day. I care if they message me every day.
I only talk to three people consistently now.
That I actually care. Like I'm not talking about people that I'll talk to. They'll reply me 2 days later or 3 days later.
Those ones.
And another thing about like I don't get lately about is like everybody's just claiming me as best friend, and like I'm a nice person. Yeah. No. I'm being genuinely honest. I'm being blunt right now. Like I'm not your best friend, bro. We're just playing journey like that. I'm like in my mind. Yeah, I'm like. What the hell am I going to do about this? Because I'm a blunt person, yeah, but there's a certain extent it gets to you being blunt. Because I can't just go up to somebody and like, we're not best friends. Because how can somebody not just start claiming you everywhere? Because the worst one is when they're claiming you everywhere before they come and yank you. Oh, me and Bali, me are besties. Me and Bali, me are besties.
Tell me, answer. I tell Sivan, yeah, my witness. Tell me, how many girls have you claimed as your best friend?
Answer guy, me. there are only four females I can tell I've claimed as my best friends in my life.
Sivan, yeah, my witness. Sivan, it is true.
Sivan, choo-choo. I'll name four of them right now.
We don't need to name. It's enough. See, you guys, I think it's even past an hour now.
It's most definitely past.
See, I think I don't know what we're going to do next. We're thinking about the boys episode. Maybe we'll do another topic. Or if you want another love episode, because I feel like it can still go on. I feel like we're meant to have Fira and Tammy, but they might probably be on the next one. So you guys, just the boys episode, I don't think we're going to have any on this one. It's just going to be Fira, me, Sivan, telling me.
You guys, maybe don't ask like, why. Don't ask why he's not coming. Don't ask why, because me, I want to answer Isha. Maybe don't ask why. Don't ask why he's not the next one, no, please. Oh. Me a fair wahala. You can ask
Brand.
Wow, do I know? You should go and go directly to the social. We shall ask him. We've not got anything back, Sha. Go and ask him. Sha, I think.
It has been an hour anyway. Brand, do you know, Simon?
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago, I was even thinking that why I wanted to, I should have asked our dear Central C to see and now in Lagos. And there's not been the beginning of the podcast. But I forgot. I was planning to, but I
forgot. Yeah, I forgot because of girl. I knew it's girl.
Yes, I did because of a female. Yes. Yes, I'll proudly say it.
I hope the female promotes this podcast. Right? She does not spell me. God punish you.
She better. She must definitely. She better.
It's shock you.
See, we're naming this episode Lagos Love.
Yes.
Because Lagos Love is a different kind of love. It's the kind of love they express by telling you how much they want to give you. The kind of love that they express by telling you how good you look.
You guys, let's not talk too much. It has been an hour in Lagos from me.
For me, it's
and Brian, from Sivan.
And our son, yeah. Sivan.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you guys whenever.
Whenever we have time.
I bet. Good luck, and for.
That's made me believe it. Believe you won't deceive me. My heart is yours. You got the power, pussy power. You got the power, pussy power. The flow is yours, the time is ours. Hey, to believe me or you don't. Choose to believe me or you won't. If you leave me, I'm skull and bone. I'm dead, baby, you told me. You told me that you kill me if I fuck up. You told me I'm a lucky motherfucker. You love him, but you never ever trust him. You never ever trust me, no. There's three sides to the story, and that girl got a good PR. I knew we never make it far, because I like my bitches black and mama tar. Tell me you love me, cause I know they won't. They wanna fit in for the photo shoot. Put them aside, baby, I notice you. My niggas hype, baby, they hyping you. My family like it, yeah, they liking you. My mama WhatsApp and she Skype you. She wanna know what it. You say either way.